smart farming, you're also climate smart farming.
Climate smart farming is just smart farming. Learn more at investinourland.org. Paid for by Invest in Our Land.
Didn't get what you really wanted over the holidays? Give yourself what you've always wanted from Stitch Fix. With Stitch Fix, you get new, updated wardrobe pieces hand-picked by a personal stylist and delivered right to your door. Now you don't have to leave the house to shop for clothes. And you'll be so well-dressed, everyone will notice. It's so easy. Just visit stitchfix.com/Nash. At Stitch Fix, we listen to your unique styling needs. Just take a style quiz based on your preferences that meet your style, your budget, and your body. Then Stitch Fix matches you with a personal stylist who picks clothes, shoes, and accessories you'll love. Just pay a small styling fee. Get a box with items to try on. Only pay for what you like, and the styling fee is applied to what you decide to keep. Keep all the items, and you'll get 25% off your entire purchase. Select when you want your next order. No subscription costs, no shipping costs, no stress. Go to stitchfix.com/Nash. You'll never have to shop for clothes again. Try it today at stitchfix.com/Nash.
Indeed, no.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Reaction is mixed after President-elect Trump tapped Robert Kennedy Jr. to be Health and Human Services Secretary. Kennedy Jr., a vaccine skeptic, has vowed to overhaul the health agencies from food safety to drug approval. Former ABC News chief medical correspondent Dr. Robert Besser and former acting director of the CDC says proposed changes are not all bad if based on science and evidence.
One of the big challenges with individuals who spread misinformation is that mixed in with the misinformation are bits of truth and fact. And you see those bits and you hold on to them and you say, well, I guess everything that's being said is true.
President Biden attending the APEC summit in Peru, meeting with Japan and South Korean leaders today. Tomorrow, he'll hold talks with China's leader on the sidelines. Tropical storm Sara making landfall along northern Honduras today and expected to bring torrential rain to parts of Central America. This is ABC News. The path has been cleared for the lethal injection of Texas death row inmate Robert Robertson, convicted of killing his daughter.
Robert Robertson was set for execution last month when the Texas Supreme Court halted the procedure to allow the 57-year-old to testify before a legislative committee. In the end, Robertson did not appear, but his supporters did and argued that he was wrongly convicted and sentenced to die. Now the Supreme Court has removed its temporary block, saying its authority had been circumvented by state lawmakers. No new execution date has been set. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Robertson was convicted of shaking his 2-year-old daughter to death in 2002. Hollywood's Biggest Night will be hosted by Emmy Award-winning television host, writer, producer, and comedian Conan O'Brien. It will be his first time hosting the Oscars. The 97th Academy Awards will air on Sunday, March 2nd, 2025 on ABC. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 11/16, in-store only.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them. The right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. State Supreme Court Chief Justice Annette Ziegler addressed Wisconsin's attorney shortage during her State of the Judiciary address this week.
The attorney shortage is particularly acute in our rural counties where sometimes they don't even have a single lawyer to take a case. When we cannot provide members of the public who are exercising their constitutional right to be represented by counsel with an attorney, access to justice is seriously compromised.
Ziegler says a pool of reserve judges is helping address a backlog of felony cases, which currently stands at about 12,000. A new program through the Wisconsin Hospital Association is hoping to help address the health care workforce shortage facing the state. Vice President of Education Leanne Larson says the program connects local schools and hospitals to give students new opportunities. Larson says the initiative, as well as WHA's other initiatives, create a clear path for Wisconsin students from learning about careers to really experiencing them firsthand, so they're better prepared and excited to enter the healthcare field. The WHA and local hospitals contributed $33,000 to schools so they could participate in the program. Governor Tony Evers is inviting students and families in Wisconsin to create ornaments celebrating state parks. Evers announced that the theme for the 2024 State Capitol Holiday Tree will be 125 years of Wisconsin state parks. 2025 will mark the 125th anniversary of the state's park system, and ornaments should reflect that. The ornaments should be mailed to the State Department of Administration's Division of Facilities and Transportation Services no later than November 22nd. The tree lighting ceremony at the Capitol will take place December 5th.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces, a new adventure, create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Partly sunny today and mild, with high temperatures reaching those low 50s with calm winds. We could see some patchy fog overnight and partial sunshine tomorrow. Feisty winds will push us to the mid-50s. With plenty of sunshine on Sunday, we remain warm. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 52.
It was a nice bounce in the grain markets at the end of the week, but it was a rough week in the grains, with the dollar moving higher. Corn, soybeans, meal, oil, and wheat futures all lower on the week. Cattle complex traded in opposite directions. Lean hogs were lower, and cotton futures, oh my gosh, they just collapsed into the end of the week.
Live, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood via Farm Journal broadcast. This is AgriTalk. This afternoon, we'll chat with Clark Neighbors from BIS Commodities. I'm Handsome Newsman Davis Michelson. Now, say hello to your beloved host, Chip Flory.
All right. Hey, thank you so much, Davis, and welcome to AgriTalk. Here we are. Here we are. It's Friday afternoon, dude. It is Friday afternoon.
Do you realize
that at the start of this week it was Veterans Day? Doesn't that seem like it was a month ago already?
It really does.
Yeah.
A lot happened this week, dude.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible. Well,
you had some travel in the middle there. Glad you made it back, you know.
And you had some hosting duties. I get
Joe
it.
We managed not to completely screw up the show so we could still be on the air when you get back. You know, it all worked out great. It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It was a full five-day week for us.
It was. Absolutely. And, you know, I just want to caution you, you know, there's no guarantees that I didn't have to patch a few things up when I got into work this morning to make sure that we could get back on the air, you know.
I would expect no less. Yes, we got to get a good tight seal to get this sucker to hold air. Huh?
Yeah, I've gotten used to it. That's fine. You know, I know that you've had fun and had a good week when I get back and got to patch things up. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how you know.
All right. Yeah, welcome. Welcome to AgriTalk. Glad that you are joining us, spending a little time with us here on Friday afternoon. Man, what a crazy kind of week that we had. 4 days down, one day up. Couldn't get it all back, of course. And we'll talk about some of the the losses that the grains posted on the week, and they are significant in some of the markets. There's no doubt about it. And then we're going to get Clark in here, BIS Commodities, and have a conversation about what is happening during this transition. You know, and think of the transitions that we're going through. We're going from we're going from growing season to harvest to post-harvest. We are going from the Biden administration to the Trump administration. There's all kinds of transitions that are taking place, and Clark's going to help us put some perspective on that. Okay?
Well, all right,
you ready?
Yes.
Let's get
absolutely
started.
Well, Chip, wheat export sales week ended November 7 totaled 380,000 metric tons. That was in line with trade expectations. South Korea topped the list of buyers, which also included Japan, the Philippines, Thailand, and Mexico. Wheat futures struggled to move to the upside this week with improved moisture conditions in Russia, Ukraine, Kazakhstan, and the U.S. hard red winter wheat belt. December soft red winter wheat futures closed lower the first 4 days this week, with yesterday's low at the lowest since August 27. Wheat futures today opened higher and near session lows, closed near mid-range while posting an inside trading day. December HRW wheat futures 7 cents higher at 540. December SRW wheat up 6 1/4 to 536 1/2. Chip, I'm missing my spring wheat here. What's your screen say presently?
571 1/2 up a nickel.
Right on, right on. There you
yep.
go.
All right, and on the week, well, first off, what the volatility that we are seeing in this wheat market is something that we need to pay attention to. This week, it was an anchor on the rest of the grains, I believe, and this week, I feel like the markets are going to hit reset buttons almost every week, and so we'll see how things get started next week. On the week, December SRW wheat futures down 36 cents. December HRW wheat futures down 24 and a quarter. And at the last trade, spring Dease wheat down 26 and a quarter.
Chip, corn export sales in the week ended November 7 totaled 1.315 million metric tons. That was near the low end of trade expectations, down 52% from the four-week average. Unknown destinations, Mexico, South Korea, and Colombia, all on that list of buyers. December corn futures opened slightly lower and spiked support at yesterday's low before recovering to close near session highs. That helped to solidify support at 420 after four consecutive lower close earlier this week. Chip, December corn futures were a nickel higher today at 424. March corn up 4 1/2, 435 1/4. July corn futures closed at 447. That's up 4 1/2 cents.
Yeah, you remember earlier in the week when soybeans were lower, wheat was lower, and corn was slightly lower. And I made the comment that it felt like corn would trade higher if it wasn't for corn for the lower trade in beans and wheat. Had an opportunity this morning to
soybean meal sales in the week totaled 302,000 metric tons, and bean oil sales totaled 16,500 metric tons. All of those sales were in line with expectations. Soybean oil stopped a four-day slide with a solid upside recovery, although the close was well below session highs. January soybean futures also stopped a four-day slide. Prices today opened slightly higher in near session lows and closed high range while posting an inside trading day. January soybeans today 11 cents higher at 9.98 1/2. March beans up 9 1/2 to 10.08 3/4. July beans closed at 10.34 1/4. That's up 8 3/4. Chip,
bean oil was a real heavy weight on the soy complex this week, down 342 points in the D's. That's 7%. That market fell 7% this week. December soybean meal down 660 on the week. then January soybeans down 31 3/4, March beans down 34 3/4.
Well, Chip, cotton export sales totaled 153,300 running bales, down 18% from the four-week average. Still, December cotton today, 152 points lower, 66.80. How'd we do on the week there?
Yeah, not good. Down 418 points. And a serious downside breakout on the daily cotton chart today.
Well, Chip, beef export sales week ended November 7 totaled 14,200 metric tons, down 8% from the four-week average. December fat cattle unchanged today at 182.95. February futures up 15 to 185.25. And Chip, feeder cattle are challenging those October highs after January feeders jumped 402.5 to close at 247.22.5. And on the snout side, pork export sales, 19,800 metric tons, down 12% from the four-week average. Deese hogs today, 60 cents lower at 79.50. Feb hogs down 87.5, 82.90. Chip Lorre.
All right, yeah, that big gain in feeder cattle was adding on to gains posted earlier in the week. On the week, January feeders up $5.80. December live cattle down 75 cents. December lean hogs down 92.5 cents. Clark Neighbors, BIS Commodities, up next. AgriTalk. No doubt you've heard of MetLife, but did you know that MetLife Investment Management has over 100 years of ag lending experience? The MetLife Investment Management team maintains close relationships with its borrowers and can structure a customized loan with flexible terms to meet your financial needs. Looking to expand, refinance, or recapitalize? Consider MetLife Investment Management. Learn more at MetLife.com/ag.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Building a new home or remodeling and need a new plumber? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a perk test or septic system? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need sewer line cleaning or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a new water heater or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. From basic plumbing to big projects, call Chris Bauer of Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service at 715-672-8224. That's 715-672-8224.
In the morning, you're coffeeed up and you're thinking. In the afternoon, you've calmed down, but you're still thinking. We're here all day. AgriTalk.
Chip Lorre.
Yes, Mr. Davis.
Update from the dome.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
at halftime. My yes. tiny blue Enigma holding yep. on to a 14-6 point lead right now at
nice.
The half. Come on, Blue. Come on, Blue.
Come on, defense. Come on. I think you've yes. got you've got someone that you're watching pretty closely there on defense, don't you?
Number 31. Number 31.
Baby.
He plays with his hair on fire 100% of the time. It's a treat to watch.
It. I love it. I love it. All right. Clark Neighbors, BIS Commodities. Let's stay on that topic right there, Clark. What in the world? We need to see a few more Cyclones playing like they got their hair on fire.
Yes,
when
we do. Yeah.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you. How you doing, man?
I'm good. It sounds like Friday happy hour started there early today, so that's good.
Well, you know, we don't want to get left behind, Clark. Oh. We like to be full participants.
Be there when the weekend gets there. That's our theory.
It's always 4
right.
o'clock somewhere, right?
Amen. Amen. What are we going to do, Clark? I know. I'm not sure how many, first or second stringers the Cyclones have got on injured reserve or whatever it's called right now. But doggone it, man, we got to play better than what we have been.
I agree. But look at it this way: basketball season's around the corner too, so there's always an out. There's always an out.
It has started. It has started. That's right. That's right. So we can pay attention to that. Matter of fact, Coach Fennelly and the Iowa Cyclone women kept me company on the drive home from Kansas City last night. So that was a nice treat there. All right, man. How you doing? Everything okay?
I'm great. Everything's good. Everything's good, as they say in the neighborhood, I guess, huh? So, yeah. All is well.
Hey. Very good. Very good. Okay. I want to talk about these transitions that the markets are going through. And you know what? I want to start with the transition that happens each year, that transition from harvest season to post-harvest. Where do we stand in that right now? Are you seeing signs that would suggest any kind of a post-harvest rally?
Well, I think arguably you could say we've sort of had one since August, as mild as it has been. Okay. I guess when you look back, say, to pre-harvest, Chip, the one thing that surprised me is at that time, you know, perception of the crop is exceptionally big. It's one of these years where you put the crop away, there's big carries, and wait and see what happens, right?
Yep.
And in 30 to 60 days, that hasn't changed 180 degrees, but it's changed quite a bit. And demand has been really solid, both in the corn and the beans. Honestly, I've been doing this a long time, and with the backdrop of a really large crop, record crop, however you want to define it, and the whipsaw we've seen in the cash markets in the last 45 to 60 days amazes me in a way. I mean, we've taken a lot of carry out of the market, and so it's changed things. And we can go further in that and talk about certain markets, but you're right. I mean, that transition's always apparent every year. You switch from the northern hemisphere to the southern hemisphere, and that's always kind of a thing to watch in the future, especially on the soy complex going forward. But again, this cash market's been impressive. I mean, for example, you've seen, you know, bean basis along the river since 1st of October, probably 50 cents higher. You've seen bean basis in the processors a little less aggressive, maybe 15 to 20 cents higher. Some areas in corn basis are on fire for this time of year. Again, using the backdrop of a big crop. But I think it's a function of we went through a harvest that went, it was a big harvest, but it was done quickly, very quickly, and got put away. And, you know, and I mentioned about the demand sector earlier. I think 10 weeks into the crop year that we are right now, corn is I think there's only 2 years we've had more corn in the books right now than this year. One was 2020. The other one was 1989. So I think some of that can tie into the transition second part we can talk about a little bit about, you know, post-election. But yeah, that's pretty amazing. And that's why we've seen, you know, basis level get pretty aggressive. And you throw in the fact, lastly, I think, and I don't know how to measure this, but it still amazes me in the last few years, the raw ability for the American farmer to put his crop away and hang on. And, you know, once the crop got put away, here we are. Now what?
It goes into hiding, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. It's pretty amazing.
How has the bean basis on the river been able to pull this off, Clark? Because with the conditions on the Mississippi and you know, we went through that period. The bean basis was doing great at a time when we were reducing drafts on the Mississippi. It barely made any sense what was going on there. How?
Well, I think the beans you have on the books are very front-end loaded is part of it. I was talking to a guy in Chicago earlier this week about that exact scenario and post-election talk, you know, tariff talk concerns going forward, et cetera, et cetera. And I think to take risk off the table, especially if you're going to the Asian market, a lot of those beans need to be shipped soon. I don't know if this is 100% accurate, but I've heard that, you know, if some sort of a tariff type play was to put into place into late January, say post inauguration, those bushels need to be in port, not afloat. And if that's the case, you know, you need to have stuff on the water by Christmas at latest. So you're kind of squeezing a lot of this demand play in right now. And the river has improved a ton. I mean, barge freight's come down 300% in the last several weeks because of the rains. And so our flow is much better now. Our ability to execute is much better now. So it'll be interesting to watch inspections. I mean, you guys just went through the sales report this morning, but the inspections will be interesting to watch between now and post holidays, if you will, to see if that plays into account. But, and then the other thing is, kind of like last year, you got the fringes with limited supply, Southeast market, you know, the Carolinas, Georgia, they had bad crops this year. And then you throw in the fact is you got a lot of rail going into somewhat into the Southwest market, but also Mexico. And again, we can tie that into the post-election thing. But I had a customer in Illinois sold a train into the Southeast market into the Carolinas this week. I don't know what normal is, but normally the Carolinas wouldn't reach into the Midwest for corn via rail till March.
Right. Right.
So that's pretty impressive,
but tough
too.
As tough of a growing season that they had. It was pretty good at the start, but the middle was dry, and then they had the hurricanes, and it was just
– Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, just a tough situation. Clark, the markets – and when I say the markets, I'm not just saying just – price, but also the activity in the markets, it's all suggesting you better take these concerns about trade conflicts very seriously, right?
Yeah, I think you got to space out your risk, obviously. You don't want to have all your eggs in one basket or all your eggs in one grain bin, for example. And I think, you know, especially people that understand the cash markets. And again, some of this is regionalized, where these high basis levels are. But, you know, we're seeing values right now in areas that, you know, from a basis standpoint, producer, commercial, et cetera, need to be sold. River beans, some locations in ethanol plants. Because you look at the basis level you're at right now, compare that against the July as the spreads have narrowed in because of everything we've talked about. You throw your interest expense into that equation. Those are really good values from a basis standpoint for bushels that you would maybe want to sell in the spring or summer. why not take some to town now and take some of that risk off the table? And not to say the board may firm up due to weather issues in South America or whatever. If that's the case, you can always replace that with some call options or whatever it might be. But yes, spacing that risk out is pretty important, Chip.
Yep. Yep. No doubt. Okay. We are in the middle of a conversation with Clark Neighbors, BIS Commodities. Okay, we've talked quite a bit about export demand. Let's talk domestic demand and demand by the processors. They're in Cedar Rapids. Clark, how good does that look right now? Ethanol, thoughts on 2025 crop? We got a lot of ground to cover yet.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
I taught for 20 years, until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation, together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Let's go to the markets page at ProFarmer.com and check today's closes, where December HRW wheat futures were 7 cents higher at 540. December SRW wheat up 6¼ cents to 536½. December corn futures were a nickel higher at 424. March corn up 4½ cents to 435¼. January soybean futures 11 cents higher at 998½. March beans up 9½ cents to 10.08¾. December cotton today was 152 points lower at 66.80. On your livestocks, December fat cattle futures unchanged at 182.95. January feeder futures up 4.02½ to close at 247.22½. And December lean hog futures today 60 cents lower at 79.50. Get more, visit tryprofarmer.com.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sunstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sunstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sunstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sunstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Partly sunny today and mild, with high temperatures reaching those low 50s with calm winds. We could see some patchy fog overnight and partial sunshine tomorrow. Feisty winds will push us to the mid-50s. With plenty of sunshine on Sunday, we remain warm. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 52.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors.
You're listening to AgriTalk, where the conversation begins. Join us at 855-4-TALK-AG.
Life is a gamble, a game we all play. But you need to save something for rainy day.
All right, love me a little George. Little George State. You can't talk over that. That's kind of
you just
got to
let it happen.
Mm-hmm. That's right. When the king is singing, you got to let the king sing.
Somebody say the king, man. Hey, man. Look out, man.
We're in the middle of a conversation with Clark Neighbors, BIS Commodities out of Cedar Rapids. And Clark does a really, really great job of keeping track of some of that interior movement. We talked about the river movement, the export movement, in the last segment. Clark, what about the interior movement? How is demand from the processors? And Cedar Rapids is the corn hungriest town in the world. How's it doing?
Well, you know, I think locally, crop is really good here locally, so I think that will keep this general area a little less aggressive, if you will, you know, from a basis standpoint as some other regions in the Midwest, at least for a while. Now, I think the key thing to keep in mind on the domestic side, Chip, is you've had two things this week that have been very interesting. Number one, your NOPA crush came out this morning at 11 o'clock, and we crushed basically 200 million bushels of beans in October, which is an all-time record high. Obviously, a lot of that's due to some of the new plants coming online, et cetera. I mean, keep in mind, 10 years ago, that number's about 150, 155 million for the month, okay? So that part of the domestic game is encouraging. And also, earlier this week, ethanol production was a record weekly high also. So you've got some pretty impressive domestic use stories right now based on that. So, you know, the demand side is nice and solid right now, and I think that's why this market has pretty good support and an end user that's going to need from time to time to fill those needs. So, you know, and you mentioned Cedar Rapids, for example. So I think corn basis here in town's maybe about 15 cents higher than it was on the 1st of October. You've got ethanol plants in, say, northwest Iowa, southern Minnesota that are up 30 plus since the 1st of October. So that is a hot spot, if you will. And a new hot spot this year versus a year ago would be Indiana and Ohio ethanol plants. You know, you're seeing some basis levels out in that sector in that 20, 25 over range right now. Far, far above where they were a year ago. But, you know, the Indiana and Ohio crops were a little smaller than a year ago. We talked about the Southeast market earlier, so they're having to compete also with those issues in the Southeast. So bottom line is you have, you know, going forward, what looks to be really good domestic demand. And in pockets where maybe the crop's slightly down or so on, or bushels aren't moving, you're going to see some pretty you know, some nice basis opportunities. Like I said in the earlier segment, though, if those values are, you know, up in the northwest and out east of those kind of values, at least from a basis standpoint, that means to sell into that. At this point. So, again, it's somewhat regional. You know, Decatur, for example, I think is pretty similar to Cedar Rapids, get in the middle of Illinois. They're 15, 18 cents better than they were in the 1st of October. But, again, considering the backdrop of a big crop, those are pretty good moves in 30 to 45 days. And beans are somewhat the same way. I don't know if the domestic bean crusher is going to have to be as aggressive as the corn initially, because a lot of beans have been moving. A lot of the beans are hitting the river market right now. And if that bean export program kind of dies off February forward, and it always slows down at that time as you make that transition into South America, the crusher's not going to have as much competition on the export sector going forward. So because of that, you know, watch these values nearby. A lot of my commercials I talk to have moved a lot of basis beans in the last 30 to 60 days also. Sure. Again, depending on where they are, more from an export standpoint than a domestic at this point.
Okay.
So all of this demand that we've been talking about, Clark, is it enough to move the needle on the balance sheets? You know, we started a nice trend in the bean carryover in the November supply and demand report, but it got us all the way down to 470 million bushels. It's still plenty of beans. Can the demand take more bites out of that number?
Maybe slightly. I mean, the thing is, the USDA's got plugged in pretty aggressive or demand numbers. You know, the crush number at 2.41, and gosh, that's 140 million more than it's ever been on crush. You could argue the export number is you know, not to levels we saw 4 or 5 years ago, but considering the backdrop we talked about, you know, going on with potential tariffs and all that, or who knows how that all plays out, but the number's somewhat aggressive with that put into play. I mean, your bean exports are higher than a year ago by about 130 million on the balance sheet. And corn, we got an aggressive, all across the board, pretty aggressive numbers. Not to say they can't go a little bigger, and maybe they do, but is it enough to move the needle more than 50, 100 million on corn and 40 to 50 on beans? Probably not at this point, but okay. Time will tell.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, you've talked about 24 crop marketing with regarding the basis. Need to be taking advantage of the basis. How aggressive do you want to? And I'm not looking for a specific number. Just give me a tone. Give me an attitude on how aggressive you want to be on making corn and soybean sales at this time.
Most individuals that we've talked to, I think there was more interest in that 90, 120 days ago than today. I think you have individuals in the previous summer, if you get the opportunity, they may lock in, you know, the following year's crop. That hasn't been much much conversation of that as late. I think when you look at the ratio right now, you hear quite a bit of talk about, well, we're going to build back the corn acres this year and how it works. I mean, we'll see how that is as you get closer to planting time. But keep in mind, we knocked about 4 million acres off the corn this last year and added almost that much onto the beans. So it would not be surprising to see that swing back that direction, okay? So you look at a chart of Dease 25 corn, though, it hasn't spent a lot of time recently above 450. So I suppose, you know, if you had to throw a number on it, that's the one to keep in mind. I'm always of the opinion this far out, you don't want to get terribly aggressive. But, you know, as time wears on, if there's opportunities between now and the 1st of March that look like, the, you know, it's going to make money or maybe break even or better, you know, it's probably not a bad idea to lock some of that in. And then you get into February and people pay attention to the crop insurance play. And I think that kind of overwhelms that new crop thought at that point. So right now I press it on my hands, but definitely don't lose sight of where those markets are in 25 crop.
Okay. Outstanding. Good stuff, man. Talk to me about livestock. What's your attitude in the cattle trade right now?
You know, we've been on quite the run. It, in some ways the cattle market feels a little tighter. We've had a pretty good run on the box beef. It's starting to fade a touch. It feels a little heavy as maybe you walk into the end of the year, but longer term, you know, there's still some good stories to tell in the cattle just based on numbers. You know, with the rains out west over the last few weeks, that should help conditions. That might keep placements a little smaller as we build in through the winter months and on. So there's still good potential. The demand side is going to be important. And then you offset that with, you know, big weights that we've seen here of lately. But it feels solid. It seems stable. I wouldn't be surprised if cattle market fades a little bit into the end of the year. Keep in mind the funds are long and they've been long for a while. Do you see some profit taken by year end? And feeder cattle were hot today. The cash market.
$4 rally on a day with corn up a nickel. That's the most head scratching thing that I saw today.
Yeah, I agree. But I think what, you know, if you talk around the country and talk to people that are, you know, in that market looking for feeders, there's a lot of optimism in the cattle market if you're paying that much for feeders, I guess. So in the country, but yeah, that was an impressive day. I think you mentioned we're up like $6 in feeders for the week, and cattle are actually pretty flat or if down a little bit. So
down a bit, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of an interesting play there in a way.
Yeah, it certainly is. And then hogs, we've got kind of we had a counter seasonal move going, but it looks like the seasonals are starting to catch up to that market.
Yeah, to some degree, I think the cash market's fairly solid, which should hold this hog market together. It's been a tough 18 months for the hogs up till recently. Oh, yeah. So, the last couple months have improved. We'll see if we can hold some of these numbers together. The only other thing, getting off the hogs real quick, the only other thing I would add, you talk about, post-election is kind of interesting when you look at the macro side. You talked about the dollar, which is at a 12-month high. Okay. Energy, crude's down at like 2.5-3 month lows. The grains, et cetera. You talked about that earlier, but I think commodities are down 2-3% since the election. So the market's trying to figure out where it wants to be, whether it's the equities at all-time highs or the commodities. And so a lot of variables going forward, Chip.
There certainly are. All right, Clark, go Cyclones.
Thank you, sir. Have fun.
All right. That is Clark Neighbors, BIS Commodities. Davis and I will be right back to wrap it up next.
This holiday at T-Mobile, I'm joined by a special co-anchor.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Big Snoop, D-O-double-G.
Snoop, let's talk about T-Mobile.
Okay, cool.
This holiday, get 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 iPhone 16s with Apple Intelligence and the all-new camera control on us.
Let's get cracking, like a breakfast egg.
You can use those eggs to make some eggnog, Snoop.
Respect.
And people do love T-Mobile, where you can save on every plan versus the other big guys.
You know, y'all could take some of those savings and buy some Snoop merchandise.
Always a great stocking stuffer, Snoop.
We up out of here.
Hold your horses, Snoop D-O-double-G. Let's remind people one more time.
Head to T-Mobile.com and get 4 iPhone 16s with Apple Intelligence on us. Plus 4 lines for $25. Now drop that, Jake.
With 24 monthly bill credits for eligible trade-ins and 4 new lines with autopay. Well-qualified customers plus taxes and fees and $35 per line connection charge. Cancel entire account before receiving 24 bill credits and credit stop and balance on required finance agreements due. $829.99 credits end if you pay off device early. See how you can save on wireless and streaming versus the other big guys at T-Mobile.com/switch. Apple Intelligence available now.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow by New Nordic. Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow. With its patented tocotrienol complex, Hair Grow naturally reduces inflammation in the scalp and is clinically proven to promote new hair growth and increase hair count in as little as 4 months. Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com. Or in stores at your local CVS.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Ugh. I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Okay, antibodies, huddle up. We're a great team, but the flu is dominating. The good news is the human we're protecting just got his flu shot. That means all of us antibodies have strong new gear that will help us fight and defend against the flu. We must win so that our human can stay healthy and help protect the people he cares about most.
Let's work as a team to defend against the flu. Gear up with a flu shot to help protect yourself and others and reduce your risk of being sick or hospitalized with the flu. Learn more at GetMyFluShot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Veterans, if you were impacted by a recent hurricane or natural disaster, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is here to help. To find 24/7 info about healthcare, housing, insurance, benefits payments, and more, call 1-800-MY-VA-411 or visit va.gov/resources/disaster-help. That's 1-800-MY-VA-411 or va.gov/resources/disaster-help. For emergencies, always dial 911.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Scammers often try to dupe veterans to steal the VA benefits they've earned. Scammers may try to obtain sensitive information or collect payments over the phone, offer to move assets in order to qualify for pension, insist benefits may be sent directly to a friend or caregiver, or promise to manage benefits or file a claim for you. VA will never charge you for processing a claim, and only VA can determine eligibility. To report suspicious activity, visit va.gov/OIG/hotline.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
On your favorite radio station or your preferred digital device, AgriTalk is live every weekday. Welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. Your pal, Davis Michelson here. Chip Flory is with us as well. How you doing, buddy?
Yes, I'm doing real fine. I'm doing just fine. Yeah? Just so you know, you should probably check Slack real quick. I'm just saying.
Oh, are you sure you want me to do that?
Yeah, go ahead. Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory, and that is David.
No, but I have a question.
Okay, go. What do you got?
Well, here's the thing. Yeah. It felt like, and tell me if the premise of this whole thing is just completely wrong, okay? But it felt like I heard enough comments that, you know, we didn't obviously get any kind of harvest rally or anything, but the expected harvest pressure wasn't quite what we expected it to be. Is that fair? Can we start with that?
More ways than one.
Okay.
Maybe the rally took place in the cash market with that basis in appreciation. The other thing that you have to do is really figure out, okay, when was the harvest low? Was the harvest low down there right around $4 that we got in the middle of October, or do you go all the way back to the end of August with the low at 385 in Dease corn? If the low was at 385 in Dease corn, we put 35 cents onto the high in Dease corn. It's not much of a rally, but then you throw on some basis strength and all of a sudden it starts to turn into something. Heck, Davis, when you throw in the basis strength that we've even seen since the middle of October, it has turned into something. And that's why, you know, it's what we say. This kind of strength in the corn market, bean market, it can happen under the radar. And that's why we always say, listen, get your cash price targets, your offers, your orders in place and ready to go so that when that market does hit it, that you can be there and take advantage of it when it happens.
I just think that it's interesting that was the case. And then in the wake of the election, this feels like some kind of weird invisible hand thing I'm trying to stitch together here,
But somehow, you know, now we've got pressure after the election on a Trump trade. Concerned about tariffs, demand, all the things that we've talked about. I feel like it kind of evens out here. I feel like it evens out with the Trump trade at the end. How did the market know?
You know what?
Or did it? Or is this just the free market being wild and free?
I'm going to suggest that you ask Bubba about that.
Well, that's a good question. Yeah.
How did the market know this Trump trade?
Yeah.
Now, in all seriousness, I will give you the answer that Bubba probably would give you, and that is that at any given moment, the market has already taken in everything that there is to know, because there are so many participants that the current price and today's price trend is reflecting everything that there is to know in the market. So if the trend was going toward Trump, which it was, a lot of the Trump trade may have been put in place even before the election happened.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. So let's extrapolate now and take profits on it.
Now you take profits on it. Now that it's a buy the idea, sell the fact.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. That one little piece there was the last little tumbler in the lock. Okay. But now, okay, if we go to what Clark Neighbors from BIS Commodities in sunny Cedar Rapids, Iowa said, predicted the potential for a big demand push. You got to get those in port before Mr. Trump is inaugurated, because that pen is probably going to swipe as soon as he can get it out of his pocket once he becomes inaugurated, in which case we may be headed for a demand desert for a period of time after that. To me, we're looking at the moment of opportunity here coming up pretty quick. If the buyers come in and think,
forget the conversation that we had with Ronald Baumgarten, former deputy assistant to USTR Lighthizer. We had that conversation earlier this week. We asked him, okay, what are the likelihood that he could initiate within the first 90 days some of these sweeping tariffs? Now, Section 301, Section 232, those are very targeted tariffs that have presidential declaration status. To do sweeping, widespread tariffs, the support of Congress, unless he enacts the Economic Emergency Act, International Economic Emergency Act. If he initiates that, then, boy, we better all be ready. Because as soon as we start to talk about that and hear more about it, I'll guarantee that the stroke of a pen is going to happen, and there's going to be sweeping tariffs on all imports, from everybody.
Right. Interesting. Well, this and it's crazy. Nonetheless, you got to be ready to take advantage of opportunities. Let's not get too smart for our own britches here. You know, for me, sometimes I can get to thinking too much about the minutia and the whys and the wherefores.